Welcome back here, Shay's Restaurant post-game show. We got Coach Kent Van Overshield with us. Reaction to the action here tonight. And, you know, I said when you walked in here, this was a tough one to take. I just feel that we might be maybe a better team than Harrisburg. But, you know, we didn't have our quarterback in there and just didn't go well in that little late third and all the fourth quarter for us until that exciting last drive, I guess.
Yeah, and obviously we got a little conservative there. But, you know, we still expect the offensive line to continue to block and continue to make some plays. And, like I said, you got to keep playing for four quarters. And, and our guys did that here tonight. And, you look at, a football game, you look at this football game, and Harrisburg made three big plays that they scored on. And that was obviously the difference. And we kind of, went out and earned, those points that we put up on the board. And like I said, with that, it's not so much the outcome. It's really the process and the work that was put into it and the effort that was put forth. And, our guys, I think showed their character here tonight. And it's adversity. We always look at that as an opportunity. And our guys kept playing to the end. And, you do everything together, as a team. And you win together, you lose together. And obviously tonight our guys, I think, honored themselves as a football team and playing hard all the way to the end. Some unfortunate things there at the end where, even that last play, if the ball's thrown another 6 inches further, Kobe's kind of right there for the deflection. And, like I said, you summed it up. It's a tough loss, but it's nothing that we can't overcome because, this is the, worst thing that's going to happen to this season. And we got some good things ahead of us yet. So we're going to stay positive and keep working.
Yeah, there's some good things that did happen here. I thought Nick Robinson played well defensively. And really, three plays of defense didn't come to play, I guess. It was too long, those three long passes. But otherwise, I thought the defense played pretty solid here tonight.
Yeah, I thought they did a really good job. You go down that line with, Dylan Krogman had some big plays. And, Levi obviously made a difference in there, with his – they had, taken on the double teams and, just across the board, you look at a real lot of positives and, the big plays, they were able to connect on them. And with that, they go home with the win and we got to find a way to get back to work and, work towards that next one. Cause, it's a significant game from the standpoint is it's our next one. And that's what we need to focus on is that next one and then see where we end up as far as playoffs.
Absolutely. Well, one more game in the regular season. We'll see, I guess, where we lie for the postseason. But, I don't know if we can still possibly get in that top four seed to get a home game or not.
Yeah. My best guess is that no, we probably can't. So, in my opinion, when I look at that, whether you play at home or away, you're probably going to have, the same opponent. That's kind of how I look at it, where I think we're going to fall in. But, we're going to have you're going to have to beat someone to move on. And, that needs to be our focus to work and get better. And, like I said, get some guys healed up a little bit because, the injuries here tonight, didn't appear to be season ending. We can survive those and get guys back healthy on the field and get back to work. And, like I said, have that, have that focus again one more time and head out to Spearfish and then, like I said, see where things end up. But, there's some great performances here tonight, of our football team. And, despite the loss, there's still some good things that we can take away from it. And, I know this is cliche and coaches talk about it all the time, but we get to that Spearfish game, get out of there, with some success and some momentum. And, then it's, everybody's records, 0-0 when this starts playoffs. So that'll be what we'll work for. And as we prepare for Spearfish, we'll obviously work on all the things that we need to do to continue to improve as a football team.
Another thing, too, a good positive thing, it was the tackle cancer here tonight. I know each of your boys, the football players, the managers, the coaches all honored or in memory of somebody and raised some good money here as well for Mr. Hoffman, as one of the teachers over at Mitchell High School.
Yeah, it's so easy to focus on the outcome, especially of a high school football game and lose that perspective because the whole thing about high school athletics is the platform that really this provides. And, and it obviously starts with, the school administration, but then, it carries down to our athletes and their parents. And, it's just a great platform to go out and support people that are in need because You know, like we try to instill in our players, you know, if you want something, you're going to have to help somebody else get what they want. You know, that's the best way to do it. And like I said, the platform of the Mitchell community, Mitchell High School, you know, Mitchell football, to be able to provide support to people that are you know, have some challenges in front of them. You know, that's, in my opinion, what it's all about. So thank you to all the people that supported that. Thank you to all the people that put that forth. And, you know, we're definitely glad our kids get to experience that, because that's something that they'll pass along and pass forward as they go through their lives.
Absolutely. Coach, we'll go get Spearfish next week, and thanks for coming up tonight.
All right. Thank you.